Hello, this is Brian Grabarski, High School Associate Principal at Wanakee Community High School, continuing with my posts related to the Slate 2015 Convention in Wisconsin Dells. I'm sharing my impressions, takeaways, and action steps from the different sessions that I attended, and I would highly encourage education professionals out there to consider attending the Slate 2016 conference. I found it to be excellent, and it had a lot of wonderful presenters that I credit with sharing some great ideas. Whenever possible, I'm listing the names and contact info so that you can follow up with them directly. But more information is available on the web if you go to slatenwi.com. Again, slateinwisconsin.com. And go right to the website. If you're interested in following up with me professionally, I can be also found at Twitter at Brian Grabs. The second session that I attended at Slate was concurrent session number one, Leading the Learning in Your Building. The presenter was Joe Sanfilippo. He's the Fall Creek superintendent. His theme was connecting professional development to a hero's journey. And it was centered around a book written by Joseph Campbell called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And it really wasn't so much as what kind of learning or leading needs to be done, but just a way to frame it and a way to do it. And the kind of the central thought being that professional development isn't what you're doing, but it's the process that transforms your world afterwards that is most important. You know, and a quote that he used was, it's not the hour of professional development that is important. It's that hour and beyond, what you do with it is what becomes most important. He really, from that book, shared the idea of framing your mission in your professional development and talked about it individually, but it really could be extended out to a whole building or even a district as well, with the idea of what calls to you. You know, what is it that you recognize as a need personally, professionally, within your building, within your district? He also promoted the idea of really finding out who will help. The hero's journey, and in the book it does mention that, is not an individual one. It is a group process. The hero might travel that path, but gets a lot of help and support along the way. And really, as we all know, professional development is a group process, both in creating it and in sustaining it. Something that was unique and I really thought was a good idea was that it is very obvious that you can't continue to load up the hero with many different things to do. Something has to die. And so within the hero's journey, part of the hero goes away, but they are reborn. And in the professional development world, something has to go away when you add something new. And again, that idea of overload and looking to avoid that is very important. He also encouraged people to get out of their comfort zone and do things like I'm doing here, creating our podcast. Or right now, I'm three podcasts into my podcasting career. Something that he talked about was different ways to identify successes in that process and professionally. And I guess he shared what he helps him to identify a day as a success. You know, and I'm going to share some of my own personal ideas as well. Professionally, the way I guess I determined a successful day are three things that are key to my successful days. Are one, that I need to spend part of that day at minimum a part of a period in a classroom. You know, with the learners, with those leading the learning, to see how that process works, to help that process. I think it's also important in my role to seek out a positive connection with as many students as possible, but certainly a positive connection with at least one student, especially those that maybe are not getting a lot of positive connections around the building. And then I also feel it's important to really try to help an adult every day. And whether that is an adult that's in the classroom or in the building, or whether that's an adult, a parent that's in our community, to try to help those. Personally, I think it's important to have some personal cornerstones as well. For me, part of that is just that mind-body connection. I think it's very important to be an active person, and every day I seek to add that physical activity in. I also think it's important to have that emotional support network outside of school and offer it to others. And so for me, the other part of my personal cornerstones are the connection that I seek out every day with my children and with my wife. Some of the action items that I took out of his session, obviously one of them is what we're working on right now. The second half of his presentation was just technological tools, and Audio Boom is one of those that he promoted, and so I'm using it right now, connecting it to my Twitter account. He also, shared several different books that I found, did some research on and added to my want to read list. The first is The Hero with a Thousand Faces, and that's by Joseph Campbell. If you're interested in a synopsis of that journey, you can look up Hero's Journey within YouTube, and you'll see a animated summary of the book. Another book he'd mentioned was The Curious Mind by Grazer and Fishman, and that is, talks about how can you seek out to stimulate your brain, stimulate your thinking, improve your life. And the third item I've added to my list is The Wandering Brain by Balkhili. It highlights the connection between a religious experience or religion and the neuroscience of our brain and how that stimulates the brain. And for those that are following items like that, there's a lot of work that is done at UW-Madison and some of the connections that they've had with the Dalai Lama, and talk about the different ways that humans can improve their health, their cognitive abilities through religious type experiences. Another app that he promoted is called Voxer, and it's a communication app. At this time, the other associate principal at Wanakee High School and myself are using that or are sampling it for communication, and it's called Voxer, V-O-X-E-R. It acts as both a walkie-talkie feature, similar to the Nextel phones that used to be available, but it also has a you can pause, if that message isn't picked up immediately, it waits much like a voicemail, and so it can give you the opportunity to have both continuous and discontinuous communications. All right, well, thank you. Again, this was my review of Concurrent Session number 1 from Joe Sanfilippo, and I appreciate your listening.